Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, lots of celebration yesterday and last night on the primetime special, Celebrating America.
I couldn't find that special. I was looking all over.
You couldn't find it?
I checked all the major channels, and it wasn't on my TV, wow. I guess. I don't know what happened.
Jeez, Steve. Yeah, that's tough, man. I know what you mean. It took me a while, but I finally was able to see where it was.
So we just watched My Little Pony instead.
Oh, nice.
Friendship is magic.
It is. It is interesting, your priorities when you have a child. It's like, whatever's going on, it's like, what will keep this kid quiet? That is what makes America great again, keeping my kid quiet.
Oddly enough, Toronto Maple Leafs games make her stay quiet. Oh. She likes watching hockey, so we watched hockey.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I love this.
She likes watching hockey. She likes staring at a screen that makes flickering light, so I'm okay with this.
This will be cool, though. You're starting it young, where she's just going to be used to it and like it and not even know why.
Yes.
Yeah, good call.
Brainwash.
Well, while you were brainwashing your daughter last night, Jon Bon Jovi was capturing everybody's hearts, performing the Beatles classic, Here Comes the Sun, from a pier in Miami.
Little darling, I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, choo-choo.
When did he become Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Can somebody tell me that?
Yeah. That's
what it was. I was like, this is off.
He sounds like Bob Dylan now.
Well, yeah. He had to do that, I think, probably to hit that note, you know, to be able to do with that song. And also, I mean, him bouncing up and down like a lounge singer is not really the way I expected that song to be done.
It took me forever to realize it was him.
Yeah, he doesn't look like him.
Like,
you're
he
right.
looks ancient, and then he's doing a Beatles cover. It was just, it was weird. Why wasn't he doing, like, something rocking like, you know, Bon Jovi does?
I think he was just trying to appeal to the younger audience.
That's what he was trying to do.
The sad thing is, if you don't know who he is, you're like, hey, if you know he's old, and you go, he looks pretty good for an old dude. But when you realize it's Bon Jovi, you're like, oh.
No, he looks great. Don't get me wrong. Like, Bon Jovi looks awesome, but, like, what happened? You know, because the other day I was at home doing a workout, and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling like listening to some hair metal. So I pulled up on Apple Music a hair metal playlist, and it was awesome. Like, it was just so much fun, like, to listen to some of these older songs. And Bon Jovi came on, and it was just like, yeah, I forgot how much I love Bon Jovi. You know, just like, it brought me back to being a kid again and just like loving some of those songs. And then you hear that and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it's
I guess
tough.
Your voice.
Well, that, and I mean, how long ago was that, Steve?
I mean, that was in the 80s when he was doing all that.
It's, I mean, it's really hard. I think of so many bands like how they stay themselves after all that time. Mm-hmm. And there's not many bands that can do that. Like, they some people take a left or a right, you know, and do something else.
And I mean, begrudge the guy. I mean, I guess he's not going to sing like You Give Love a Bad Name and all those kind of songs.
It's a very presidential song.
When he's pushing 70. But man, it's just so weird to like think about like, you know, how much he's aged and changed Bon Jovi has.
Yeah.
I still think he should have had you do your guys' duet.
You know what?
Yeah, that would
You're been. Right.
I mean, really, like that was his COVID song, bringing everyone together. And
it's a song of hope.
Yeah, your verse was perfect.
And I mean, the sex workers are still without work.
It's true.
Do we have that? Because I feel like that's much better. Boy. Oh, we don't. Oh.
We don't want to hurt people's ears this early in the morning.
I just thought that would be a better representation of Bon Jovi's coolness, you know, even though he's in his, you know,
so cool.
He's so close to 70, that guy.
I don't know. How old is Bon Jovi?
I think you're right, Steve. I think he's probably in his mid to late 60s.
He is 58.
Like I said, he's
whoa!
He's younger than me?
Yeah. He does not look like that.
Wow.
Guess what? He looks younger than you. Don't get me wrong.
Well, everybody looks younger than me. Yeah, but I would have thought he was a little older than that. I see, for 58, I don't think he looks that great.
He looks like John Cougar Mellencamp now, too.
Oh, good call.
He's got like that haired look.
Yeah, but you see John Cougar Mellencamp, he looks like completely different, too. He looks like a raisin.
Oh, I have not seen him recently.
He looks
like a raisin, like the California raisin.
Yeah, he just looks like old. I would not recognize John Mellencamp either. So you're right. He looks like John Mellencamp you would expect to look like. But John Mellencamp, I mean, I saw him on that roadie show that we saw, the Cameron Crowe show. He performed, and I was like, oh, my God, that's John Mellencamp.
He's got a giant melon. Well, like his head is huge.
Well, his name is Mellencamp. I mean, what do you expect?
So then, what, Bon Jovi going to look like him in 20 years? Like, he's going to look like a raisin? Is that what we got?
I think
got?
That's what's going to happen, yeah. He almost looks like a raisin troll, that Mellencamp, depending on which version you see. But the one I saw, I was like, whoa. I mean, look, we all get old, and I'm the kettle right here. I can't say anything. or the pot. I'm not sure which one was making fun of
them. There.
I don't know who was making fun of who, and you know, but either way.
I did like the Foo Fighters performance. Was great.
Dude, that was great.
Yeah.
And what did they do?
Times Like These.
Oh, Times. It's such a that's a great song.
And they did like where it's like pretty much like Dave a cappella, a little bit of guitar for a while into the song. And then when it all kicks in, and it's just like they just brought it.
Yeah. You know, and here comes the sun to me. I feel like John at a piano. That's the vision I have, you know what I mean? Or an acoustic guitar. Like, I don't imagine him having the full rock set up, bouncing around on a pier. That just doesn't seem to be the setting for that song.
Well, I mean, maybe he was waiting for the sun. A lot of people are joking about he's singing a song called Here Comes the Sun, and it's completely overcast and cloudy in Miami when he's singing it. you can't predict those things.
Yeah,
Here Comes the Sun, eventually.
It's really not about the weather, that song, but I see what people are doing. Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah, well, a lot of people were happy. It's nice to have happy people. That's all I care about. I just, you know, I'm hoping that everybody's a little happier now.
Isn't everybody happy that the New Radicals got back together for a second?
Oh, I didn't even know about this.
That song.
Oh, that song. It's like I'm there.
I was like, oh, man, that's so cool. And my wife's like, I have no idea what the song is
I'm
that
with
you're
you.
Excited about. And this is clearly aging you.
I don't know this either. I'm with you, Danny, and I should know this because at least I was alive for it.
It's a song. I don't know.
I can't tell by your rendition.
I don't know the words.
I'm sorry.
No, someone's gonna
I don't think
help
you know
me.
The melody either, but I'm just kidding.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Now I know it.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know that.
When was this done?
Wait. I don't know.
It's going back to the 90s.
It's like a one hit in the 90s.
There you go. All right. And they got back together for this whole inaugurational whatever. Yeah,
that was the live one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the song was being used. And they said, hey, if this happens, we'll get back together and perform. So, I mean, that's probably why all those votes happened.
Isn't that the song where he like calls out like Marilyn Manson and stuff like that and like talks trash in it?
Is it true? I don't know.
You know, clearly, Rev, I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah.
You're asking me about the meaning behind a song I don't even know one word in the song.
Well, those New Radicals showed Marilyn Manson because he never had any career after that song.
Yeah, he makes fun of Beck and Hanson, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson, calling them fakes and Run to Your Mansions, and then he says, we'll kick your asses.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know,
I wonder if he kept that lyric in while they were singing it at the Oscars.
Yeah, come around, we'll kick your ass in. Wouldn't it have been great if, like, Manson just showed up and hit him with a chair?
That would be cool.
Let's go.
Or even Hanson, even better. The three of them just beat the crap out of him. Though, with, to his defense, what rhymes with Hanson and was it kick your ass in?
So, yeah, fashion, Beckham Hanson, Courtney Love, and Marilyn Manson, you're all fakes. Run to your mansions. Come around, we'll kick your ass in.
I will say this. I don't think Courtney Love's a fake. She may have had some, you know, she may have lived in a nice house and everything, but Courtney Love, she was legit as far as the lifestyle.
Well, I mean, there's body parts on her that's not real.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you know what?
I stand corrected.
Hot take.
I don't think I knew that. I always thought she was pretty natural.
No.
Wow, she's done a good, I thought she did a good, well, and I haven't seen her lately, but I mean, back in the day when she was, you know, she played a corpse. I thought that was all natural.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the timeline of her plastic surgery.
How do you
surgery.
Not know plastic surgery timeline of people, Steve? I thought that was your thing.
I got to check my app.
They
got all the information there. I haven't had a chance. It's not opening.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a story about a guy who gets dumped by his girlfriend, then wins the lottery. But how about this? He still wants to buy his ex some nice stuff with the winnings. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to...
Yeah, what do we got?
Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report.
Hey, Steve!
Stop freaking for all Beacon.
That's right. Also today... Why, man, really can't do this right now and make people feel weird and awkward, but today's National Hugging Day.
Oh, not today.
Pass. So we're going to do a national elbow bump day?
Or the virtual hug. There's a hug emoji. We can send that to people.
Yeah, I had no idea that was a hug emoji. I thought it was a clapping emoji.
So did I. It's a weird-looking hug emoji.
And then someone's like, why do you keep hugging me? I'm like, what are you talking about? You shared some good news, so I was applauding it.
Yeah. I mean, it goes like this. Why does this look like a hug?
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And I had an argument with the person. I'm like, it's not a hug emoji. It's a clapping emoji. It's clearly this stupid thing. It's clapping. And then, like, we'll type in the word hug into your phone and see what shows up. I type hug, short as S. It's that stupid emoji. So
you
I guess
lost.
I need to take it up with the emoji.
I'm
people.
With you too. I thought it was sort of like a waving, clapping. I would never
jazz
put hug
hands.
In the ones.
Yeah,
it is jazz hands emoji. Yeah.
Or Tyrannosaurus Rex emoji.
Oh yeah, because no arms.
Yeah. It's also Get to Know Your Customers Day, which
or Custies as we like to call.
Well,
it.
Well, you know they're closed, so they can't do anything.
Yeah.
And National New England Clam Chowder Day.
Oh,
today is the day.
Yeah.
Highly recommend Duke's Chowder.
Good call.
Oh, man, they have good the best clam chowder. Especially if you get it in that bread bowl, the sourdough bread bowl.
Even better call.
Oh, yes. Forget about it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, man. You know how hard it is? Because I walk by Duke's a lot. They have that new location in Lincoln Square, which is off of Bellevue Square.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, it is so hard to avoid the location because they have such great... I walk by, I go, I want that chowder.
That's the place. Like, when my parents come to town, we always stop there. They love that place. We love it as well. The stuffed halibut's so good.
Well, I know now every once in a while you like to get fancy and go to Bellevue. Now you can go to Duke's when you do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could go to Duke's and Earl. It could be like a
Duke's of Earl.
Yeah. What the hell is going on? All right, let's talk about this guy in South Africa. Recently, he was dumped by his girlfriend. He's heartbroken.
Yeah.
But how about this? The next day, he finds out that he just won the lottery for $4 million.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah, and she was a live-in girlfriend, so they were like serious and stuff. Well, he's just like, this sucks. She just broke up with me. I was not in the best of moods. But then I checked the results on Friday night and realized... I just won the lottery.
Oh, man.
He thought he was dreaming, so you know what he did? He took a cold shower and then checked the numbers again. And then he's like, holy crap, I really did win.
That's amazing.
Apparently, he's going to use some of the money to help out less fortunate people, help out animal shelters as well.
Alrighty.
And also his ex-girlfriend. He says, yeah, I'm going to buy her a fridge, probably a washing machine, too, just to say, no hard feelings.
Wow.
But why a fridge and a washing machine? It's a very odd thing.
Well, he's a guy. You know, guys think that, you know, but that's probably why it's his ex. You don't buy her appliances. Maybe that's probably why.
It wasn't a vacuum cleaner.
Times have changed because I would love new appliances. If somebody wants to buy me a washer and a dryer, I would be okay with that.
I wonder if more people are like that with you, Vicky, because that would make my gift giving so much easier if more women were like you.
Have you bought appliances? They're expensive.
I know they are. That's why I always thought it was a great gift, and I used to get yelled at every time.
Dude, we were just having that conversation on the MegaCast yesterday, which is available at radio.com. And Ted and I were talking, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, my wife wants that ice maker. I'm like, do I get that for a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, or do I do it for Valentine's
Day? Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
You know, it's like one of those fancy-ass ice cube makers that make the small ice cubes.
You'll warm her heart with an ice maker.
I mean, it seems so weird to do that, but she's obsessed with those damn cubes.
Hey, listen, it's better than maybe if she wants diamonds, the other form of ice. I think it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And this will at least keep your drink cold.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Well, speaking of the lottery, the Mega Millions jackpot is getting closer to $1 billion.
We didn't win, Joe?
Oh. No. And Friday, so tomorrow is going to be the drawing again. How about that? Imagine somebody winning. But Powerball, somebody became a winner.
Was it us, Joe?
No, unless you bought a ticket in Maryland.
Oh, Joe, good job. I told you, if you went to Maryland, we win.
Yeah, one person in Maryland.
Wow.
Won it. That was a lot of money, too.
Thank you for that accurate report.
Well, I mean, it was like $700 something million, I believe. $730 million.
So no more Powerball for us.
So if they do a lump sum payment, that's going to be $546 million. And I love the numbers, though. We're at 40, 53, 60, 68, and 69.
Nice.
Wow.
Those are high numbers.
Yeah, I would never thought to have three numbers in the same bracket, like 60, 68, 69, although I just do randomizers, so I really don't put any thought into it. And then 22 is the other one. In case you bought a ticket to Maryland, you might be a lottery winner.
Man.
So now it's down to $20 million just for the...
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, who's going to do that? Remember we talked about that story? it was a woman in Orlando. She noticed that there was a kid with the parents, and she felt like the kid was being abused, so she put up a sign saying, hey, do you need help?
Yes.
And the kid saw it, but the parents didn't, and the kid nodded yes. She alerted the authorities and ended up saving this kid, potentially saving this kid's life, because I guess things were not good in the home front. Well, how about a bunch of people were really touched by that story? So somebody started a GoFundMe for the lady that did all that.
Oh, nice.
And it's already raised over $40,000.
All right, not quite $540 million, but still nice.
No, but still a nice gesture. It's always cool when people rally to help out somebody who's just doing a good deed and looking out for somebody's best interest. It's looking like maybe Patrick Mahomes will be ready to play for this AFC divisional round game.
Shocker.
Yeah, I mean, they need him.
Yeah.
But they're saying, yeah, he's looking good. He's in the protocol, so they don't know just yet, of course. It might be not until, what, like maybe tomorrow? I have no idea when these things. You don't know until the test comes back good.
Yeah, but, and they're playing Sunday, right? So he's got two more days after today. He's got 3 days, really, today and all the way through Saturday.
Otherwise, it's Chad Henne and the quarterback position.
I don't even know who he is.
He's like a journeyman. He's been around forever, like 15 or so years, I think.
Boy, and he's getting
He stepped
check.
In and did just fine, though.
Yeah, he's getting a check.
I mean, he had that one where it looked like he was just throwing it to the other team, but other than that, he's trying to give him a chance. Yeah.
You know, the Browns needed a chance.
And with the limited seats that are going to be at the Super Bowl, they're saying these Super Bowl tickets are going to be through the roof when it comes to purchasing them, especially on the secondary market.
Oh, well, good luck to you.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Good luck to you.
Not going anywhere. As far as weather, 45 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. Maybe Bon Jovi could sing "Here Comes the Sun" and make the sun come out. And that's the mission report. That's what's up.
Please never again.
Oh, I know. Oh, Bon Jovi.
Someone says Bennett's in Ocean Shores. You got to go there for amazing clam chowder.
All right.
Bennett's on Ocean Shores. Yeah. Now, I know Bennett's used to have a restaurant on Mercer Island, and it's the cheese, right? Is it the same kind of Bennett's?
I don't know.
Well, I shouldn't say that, because Bennett's used Beecher's cheese. They had the famous Bennett's macaroni and cheese with Beecher's cheese.
Bennett's Fish Shack.
Okay, that's going to be a different place.
They've got like a, what are those lights? What are they called? The
Neon lights?
Neon lights of a crab. I want one of those.
Really?
Okay,
so that's a whole
holding a lime.
That's a whole different place.
It's a neon crab holding a lime. That is amazing.
That's
now,
fantastic.
I haven't been to Bennett's on Ocean Shores, so now I have a good reason
to
go to
really
Ocean
good.
Shores.
It looks really good.
Oh, wow. I have a really good reason to go to Ocean Shores.
They got
Shores
cheese
now.
Curds.
Ooh. Wow. How has this place eluded me? Because I'm all about Moe's on Seaside.
Yeah, I haven't been to Ocean Shores in a couple of years, but then again, I'm also going with someone who's vegan, so we're not really going to go to a fish house.
Oh, you know what? Your wife's going to have
to. She's holding me back.
Get the vegan fish house. Where's the vegan fish house?
They got crab cakes.
Yeah, they got Dungeness crab cocktails, too.
I feel like that's probably why there's a crab as a neon sign. I bet they have a lot of crab stuff.
That kind of makes sense.
Oyster shooters.
You and I should go for Valentine's Day, Steve.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'll get her that ice machine and be like, here, you have this. Have fun with it this weekend. I'm going with Danny to go celebrate Valentine's Day at a fish house.
Exactly.
That sounds like we're going to a strip club.
I know.
Oh, there's a new idea.
Yeah.
The fish house.
Yep.
The fish house.
Of course, you're going to have to eat it outside.
There's also one in Westport, too. So there's two locations you can go check out.
And they're all, and Westport's on the coast, too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Those are not bad.
Somebody says Wally's in Des Moines is so much better than all these places you guys are talking about.
Wally's
really?
I haven't been to Wally's.
Another text, Wally's in Des Moines. Awesome chowder.
Yeah, they have a really nice, like, where you can see the water and everything. And they have, actually, which is actually really funny, they have a really good cheeseburger at Wally's.
How do I not know about Wally's? Danny knows all the places. He really goes when he finds all the joints. Yeah, Danny, we got to go to Wally's.
All right.
Oh, their fish tacos look good.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so that's our next destination when we can go back to a restaurant.
Let's do it.
I mean, we've talked about a lot of places, but Wally's is the latest.
Another person, Bennett's Fish House, the best. There's also one in Westport, like we mentioned.
Okay, how about the one in Westport?
And apparently that one's pretty good, too.
Okay, good. I just need to know about
another
that.
Wally in Des Moines, best local chowder, hands down.
Okay.
And then Stanley and Seaforth's also got a nod from one
okay.
of our texters.
Okay,
solid. That place is really good.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm going to throw a little love to Ivers. I know it's, you know, fast foodish, but still. I like Ivers chowder, too, man.
Get that big boat.
Yeah. There's
a place in West Seattle called Seattle Seafood Company, I believe. And they have a Pacific Northwest poutine, which is fries with clam chowder on top of
what?
It.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And they do still have the cheese, the curds.
I believe so, yeah. Seattle
with
Fish
clam
Company.
Chowder.
Yeah.
That does sound interesting.
We're getting blown up on the text line about Wally's.
Yeah, we are.
How do we not know about Wally's, everybody but us? And what about these textures? It's taken how long? How long have we been doing this show? No one's told us about Wally's. Everybody knows we love clam chowder. One.
Can confirm, Wally's is great. There's some really good chowder there.
I believe they have buckets, too, of alcohol. Yeah. So
Wally's buckets of alcohol and clam chowder. What else do you need?
Oh, man.
Oh, that clam chowder does look good. And look at the drink with it. Is that like a Bloody Mary, looks like?
I don't know, or it's like one of those like a fruity alcohol drink.
It looks a little fruity on that one.
Yeah, that's a pineapple. You're right. Mm-hmm. Pineapple and orange.
Yeah, you don't put pineapple in your Bloody Marys?
Maybe it's like an Adios Mother Effer or something like that.
That's it. Can I have an Adios Mother Effer along with a clam chowder, please?
Hardcore.
Another one. Wally's is awesome. Ah, man. Can we go there now?
Oh, man.
Can they open up for us? I'll sit outside.
Do they eat to go? I mean, Danny, you could get us some to go, right?
Probably.
If you want day-old chowder?
Okay, is it better than no old chowder?
We could just go sit in my truck and eat it in the back.
Yeah.
We might need some lawn chairs or something, but I'm down.
I'm not going to turn down Wally's chowder if it's a day old. I feel like it would still be amazing.
I think for my first impression and experience of Wally's chowder, I want it fresh.
Yeah. I have to wait till they open up for everybody. You know what I mean? I don't know when that's going to happen.
So they have a great bar also there.
Oh,
put it in not too long ago.
Okay.
This is just torture.
Oh, he put it in not too long ago, and then the COVID hit. See, I feel so bad for anybody that started anything. You know, said, here's my dream come true, my bar, my restaurant, and then the COVID. That's why, you know what, we got to keep the hope alive.
Chowder at Wally's.
Chowder. Okay, we got to talk about Steve, because yesterday, you know what, he was, you know, he did okay, got this one right.
Who was the second person to walk on the moon?
Dude, that was a question on the trivia game that I played yesterday on New Day Northwest.
Are you serious?
Buzz Aldrin.
I got it right.
Well, now you got it right again.
Yeah!
Woo!
What's so weird?
I think Rev was trolling you, thinking, I wonder if Steve will get a question he was asked yesterday right.
Bam.
No. Yeah, I bet he was.
That
was,
I don't think
that would have been my idea.
It takes a lot of work for me to do that.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Sure does. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs, because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills. And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.